Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His Word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the Word Behind the Veil.
From many voices comes the cry of the Holy Spirit. Turn unto the Lord. Set your heart on Him. Let Him mend the broken bones, hearts, and spirits of all.
Thus says the Lord, preserve justice and do righteousness, for my salvation is about to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. How blessed is the man who does this, and the son of man who takes hold of it, who keeps from profaning the Sabbath, and keeps his hand from doing evil.
Be gracious to me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the greatness of your compassion. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, I have sinned and done that which is evil in your sight, so that you are justified when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the innermost being. In the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Let the bones which you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltness, O God, the God of my salvation. Then my tongue will joyfully sing of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, that my mouth may declare your praise.
Sing to Jehovah a new song, for he has done wonders. His right hand and his set apart arm, he has brought him deliverance. Jehovah has made known his deliverance. His righteousness he has openly shown. Before the eyes of the nations, he has remembered his loving commitment and his trustworthiness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the deliverance of our Elohim. Raise a shout to Jehovah, all the earth. Break forth in song, rejoice and sing praises. Sing to Jehovah with the lyre, and with the lyre and the voice of a song, with trumpets and a voice of the shofar. Raise a shout before Jehovah the Sovereign. Let the seas roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it.
Right.
Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy for Jehovah. And he shall come to judge the earth. He judges the world in righteousness and the people in straightness. It's that day that we're living in. Come to the feast.
Yes.
Come to the celebration of his presence. Come and tabernacle with him.
You can't help but to be thankful, you know, for the designated times such as these, as trumpets. You know, one thing I remember while researching is that it was blown 100 times, and it was blown so that nobody would miss it. And that's how our Lord is. He is continuously using the Holy Spirit, and he is saying, don't miss out on my call. I remember about the ram's horn. how it was from, you know, it had the flesh in it, but when it's blown, it's like the Spirit blowing through us, you know, blowing through flesh. You love the world so much that you don't want anyone to miss out, and we don't. And that's why we're here, because we're those witnesses. We're the ones that need Him also.
Right.
You know, that we're exactly. We're not just saying, world, you know, pay attention, but we ourselves yes. are saying, I want to be a part of it. I must be a part of it.
Right.
Well, tonight, you can feel there's a constraining of the Holy Spirit. It's not just a call out in the Spirit, but it's like the Holy Spirit's drawing people. He's constraining people. He's going, the time is nigh. The time is now. It's not like we've got all this time. He's crying out. He's reaching out tonight and touching hearts.
Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm in my holy hill. And this falls with what Ron was saying. Let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness. Like dawn spreading across the mountains, a large and mighty army comes, such as never was in ancient times, nor will ever be in ages to come. That's kind of where we're at. But we have to open our hearts and change our thinking about ourselves. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all of your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love as he relents from sending calamity.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? He may turn and relent and leave behind a blessing. Mm-hmm. This country is under judgment, and we need to really push through and reach in and prophesy and reach in into the Lord and have his heart turn and see things changed. See his heart change toward us, toward this land. For the Lord was jealous for his land and took pity on his people. The Lord replied, saying, I'm sending you grain, new wine, and olive oil, enough to satisfy you fully. Never again will I make you an object of scorn to the nations. And I prophesy this to the United States.
Yep. Our whole hearts are to return to Him. That's
all
what
right.
our desire is to be who He wants us to be on this earth. He is the one who makes things work, not us.
Raise a shout for Jehovah all the earth. Serve him with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that Jehovah is Elohim. He has made us and we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for Jehovah is good. His yeah. loving commitment is everlasting, and his truth to all generations.
There's no question where the Lord will love his people. There's no question
right.
that he'll give to his people. It's not in the balance. All the promises of the Lord are yea and verily, all of them. He's given us an open door this year to walk into his presence. He's everything. He's the Lord. He's all things. There's an open door to walk into his presence. Just go there and just be with him. Just loving him and feeling his love. It's everything. This isn't a hard thing. He's given an open door. He's drawing us. He's calling us. The Spirit's basically screaming, come, come, partake. If you have a need, partake. But there's only one place you're going to get your need met, and that's in his presence.
May we be those reminders.
Yes.
You know, the reminders to each other, to the entire world, that the Lord is for the entire
yeah.
world. You know, the Lord intervened on your behalf. You know, it's not that I know more because I don't. We need each other. This whole world does. no matter what religion, what belief, this world has access to our Father, and our Father has access to them. Like, the Lord is what you need Him to be. Like Ron was saying, whatever you need the Lord to be, that is who He is going to be to you.
I want to go to Psalms 149, because this should be a drive for every person. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Yeah, that's right.
And His praise in the congregation of the godly ones. Let Israel be glad in His Maker. Let the sons of Zion rejoice in their King. Let them praise His name with dancing, and let them sing praises unto Him with timbrel and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in His people, and He will beautify the afflicted ones with salvation. Let the godly ones exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute the vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the judgment written. This is an hour for all His godly ones. Praise the Lord. We want God's kingdom to manifest here on earth. The Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on this earth. His will, His kingdom, His way.
From this podcast, we've seen that there is no question whether the Lord will love His people. We just need to open our hearts, change our thinking about ourselves, and return with a whole heart unto Him.
Experiencing the impartation of God's Word through His family is life. Has this time in His presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils His Word to us live behind the veil.